Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's really exciting. First step coming closer to the draft. Kind of put things into realization for me, so it's really cool.
I know you're going to ask which team you prefer to go to. You can't answer it, but have you looked at what the odds are for everybody?
Yeah, I've looked at the odds. It's pretty crazy. A team at the first pick only has 18.5%. So the lottery's crazy, and anything can happen.
I know you're busy with what you're doing in your hockey, but have you been watching teams and kind of getting to know some of the teams?
It doesn't matter. If I'm getting to know the teams, I'm always watching hockey, and then especially with Quinn playing five games with Vancouver. I was watching Vancouver a lot. I haven't really been watching teams for a personal benefit. I just like watching hockey, I think.
How much fun has it been to watch him as he starts his career?
Yeah, it's been, I said it before, it's the most fun I had watching hockey in a long time. Watching him play in the NHL kind of fulfill a lifelong dream. It was awesome. And I know the Vancouver fans are really, really happy with what they saw. And I'm sure there's many more games like that to come.
Would you rather play with or against him?
It's not my choice, right? tough player to play against and pretty easy player to play with.
What has this year been like for you?
It's been crazy. It's been a long year, obviously, but at the same time, it's been such a fun year playing at the NCP with all my buddies. We're all going through the same thing, draft year for all of us. So we have a really good team down there, a lot of good players. So it's been a really fun year, and hopefully we cap it off the right way at U18 Worlds.
The fact that your brother played in the league at the end of the season, does it give you a better idea of the sort of gap between where you are right now and the league?
It was pretty cool to watch. Obviously, it was good to see him jump straight from college and have an impact in the NHL just like that. But I was watching it more as like a fan almost, kind of just enjoying watching him play and having a lot of fun with that.
Do you even know what you're in for the next few months before you get drafted? The your time and everything that's going to go into all this.
I know it's a little crazy. That's what draft year is. It gets a little hectic. It's all fun. A lot of people tell me you only go through draft year one time, so enjoy it. So whatever comes ahead, I'll fun with it. It'll be a lot of fun.
Do you see yourself in the league next October, right away?
Yeah, that's my goal. I'm focused on playing in the NHL next year. I feel like I can do it. With the way the game is now, how it's speed and skill, I feel like my game translates perfectly to that.
The fact that it's pretty much never been done to come from USHL to the NHL directly.
Yeah, I think that's another thing. Going first overall is a huge goal of mine. And then obviously I want to kind of break a barrier for the NCDP kids and USA Hockey, how you're allowed to go straight from the program to the NHL. I feel like that'd be really cool to be the first kid to do that.
What was the goal this year at the program in terms of what did you want to achieve or work on?
For me personally, I wanted to play another year with my best buddies. I had so much fun my first year there, and then I knew it was the best spot for me to grow as a player and a person. My game's kind of popped to the next level, having another year of training and development of the program. No one trains like us there. So I feel like that was a really good choice staying at the program and being there for another year.
How does Quinn, having gone through the whole process, going through the whole process, help you sort of watch him go through it?
It was good kind of see the experiences he went through, the certain things he was dealing with through the draft year, the ups and downs. For me, it's a little different with my situation, being at the program, being a forward, a little different status than him. But last year was really good to get a kind of first view of see what was going on. And he's been really supportive this year and helping me out with it.
There's varying degrees of number one picks over the years.
What's that?
There's varying degrees of number one picks in terms of their ability. What is the team that might get you? What do they get?
For me, I mean, my biggest things are kind of my inner drive, my competitiveness, how I want to score. I want to score every shift, make a play happen. But, I mean, obviously I'm a smaller, skilled, speed player. I translate really well. I'd like to say I play like Patrick Kane a little bit, but I feel like I'm more of a Matt Barzell. I can carve through the neutral zone, lug the puck, find my teammates. I think that's more of my game.
There's been so many of you guys out of the program this year that are going to get drafted in the first round. Mm-hmm. What kind of competition is there between you guys?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, practices are games. You're going up against 7-8 first-round picks every day. Spencer Knight in that. I mean, Cam York on the back end. I mean, whatever you do, you're playing against really good players. I mean, that just makes us so much better because our practices are just as competitive, if not more, than the games.
Thank you. Best of luck to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.